Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, America, and good morning, world. Good morning, America, and good morning, world. Today is June 27th in the year 2016. Hope everybody is well and blessed, doing the best they can in their current situation. Hold on. Hold on. Change is coming. Change is on its way. It's amazing how things are unfolding right before our eyes. High places are made low, and low places are being made high. The change is coming, and it's unstoppable. That's the amazing and the blessed thing about it. It's definitely something that is unstoppable, and it is certainly underway. Oh, shoot. I forgot to, okay, this is going to be a short show today. I forgot to declare that I needed 30 minutes. But anyhow, that's okay. Let me come back tomorrow with something else. But I'll try to get through this right quick. Anyhow, let me just jump right into it because the name of this broadcast is Only One True Savior. And I'm reading out of Isaiah today. And the reason I am so adamant about expressing the one true Savior, and that's the Creator himself and only him, is because this is the problem that has gotten our world into the chaotic state that it is in, not only just dealing with a people, but dealing with the entire world, because we have led off course. And because of this being led off course, you know, like the Creator says, like God says, you turn your face away from me and I turn my face away from you. And the result is all the things that we are going through at this day and time. Okay, let me read quickly. I'm in Isaiah, first chapter. This is kind of the setup for the message today, and I probably won't get to all the political stuff, but anyhow, let's give it a shot. The vision of Israel, starting at 1, and the son of Amos, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. And forgive my pronunciation of these names because they were different. They were their Hebrew names, and they are hard to pronounce or harder to pronounce than English names. So forgive me for that. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. Okay, here we go. The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib. But Israel does not know it, my people does not consider. Okay. Our sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors, they have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger, and they are gone away backwards. Okay, that means that they are just told, we are just totally lost as a people. And then they're talking most specifically about the children of Israel, but this pertains to the entire world as well. Why should ye be stricken anymore? Ye will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick, and the whole heart is faint. The whole head is sick. That pretty much explains it there. From the sole of the foot, even into the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. That's pretty much where we are, folks. That's pretty much where we are. From foot to head, there is no soundness in it. Okay? Your country is desolate. Your cities are burned with fire. Your land, strangers devour it in your presence, and it is desolate and overthrown by strangers. Folks, what's happening in Africa right now? This is something that's been going on for many, many years. Your country is desolate. The land over there is desolate. Your cities are burned with fire. Your land, strangers devour it in your presence. Okay, is there not exploitation in Africa? I mean, has it not been there for years? Right in the presence of the land owners, the rightful people of that particular continent. and it is desolate and overthrown by strangers, not by the people of Africa, but by strangers. And the daughter of Zion is left as a cottage in a village, in a vineyard, as a lodge in a garden of cucumbers, as a besieged city. Except the Lord of hosts had left unto us a very small remnant, we should have been a Sodom and should have been like unto Gomorrah. Okay. Hear the word of the Lord, ye rulers of Sodom, and give ear unto the law of our God, ye people of Gomorrah, excuse me. Okay, then he goes on to talk about, you know, all the, you know, sacrifices and such that have been made that are pretty much, you know, something that he's not even, you know, contending or considering or paying much attention to anymore. But anyhow, that much pretty much that spells it out, you know, in the present tense of what we're dealing with today. And you know, he goes on to talk about, you know, God goes on to talk about, he says, bring no more vain oblations. Incense is an abomination unto me. The new moons and Sabbaths, the calling of assemblies, I cannot away with. It is iniquity, even the solemn meeting. Okay, so basically, he's fed up with all the vain reputations and all the stuff that, you know, we show as sacrifice without, you know, being true unto him, being true unto God, the only and one true God. Okay, and again, like I said, the name of this broadcast is Only One True Savior. And we're going to jump over to 43 right quick because we're pressed for time because of my fault. But Isaiah 43 reads, but now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by name, thou art mine. Okay, he's talking about the redemption of Israel. And when I talk about Israel, I'm talking about the true people of Israel, the Hebrew Israelites, the true Jews of this earth. Nothing to do with Esau's descendants or Edomites, as in Netanyahu and Israel over in that way. These are not the true Jewish people whatsoever. Okay, and I think I've explained that clearly in the past, and if not, I'll do so again, I'm sure. I'm certain, because this is critically important to the world. When thou passest through the water, I will be with thee, and thou the and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Okay, this is God walking with the children of Israel after they've turned their face back unto him, the one and only true Savior, the one and only true God, or the Creator, however you want to call him. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. Okay, he is claiming to be thy Savior. He is the Savior, not Jesus, not Yeshua. You know, Yeshua, who came as a teacher, a reminder to fulfill the will of God. I've not come to change the law, but to fulfill the law, not changing one jot or one tittle of the law till all shall be fulfilled. I gave Egypt for thy ransom. Ethiopia, where's Ethiopia at, folks? Where is it at? Ethiopia is in Africa, and Seba, for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore I will give men for thee and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am thee. I will bring thy seed from the east. Listen to this, folks, from the east, and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far, and my daughters from the ends of the earth. For everyone that is called by my name, for the name of God, I have created him for my glory. For my glory, I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. Bring forth the blind that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. These are, you know, this is the awakening, folks. This is the learning, the truth coming to light. The blind being able to see or made to see, the deaf being able to hear the truth that shall make all free. Let all nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us for former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may justify, and let them hear and say, it is truth. Okay, folks, that's what I'm saying here. It is truth. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servants whom I have chosen, and ye may be known and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed. Before me there was no God formed. Neither shall there be after me. Folks, this is clear as a bell. Clear as a bell. Let's go on to read. I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. Now, what Jesus Yeshua got to do with being the Savior of the world? If God already has it under control. Did he make a mistake? Is he not strong enough to be the Savior? Is that what you're saying? Is that why you need somebody else in there, in the way, in the middle? Boy, if you doubt God, you're in bad shape. You're talking about iniquity. You, the ultimate iniquity to doubt this word. I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. Not Savior, but such and such. Savior, but Yeshua, Jesus, Savior, but Eliza, Savior, but Muhammad, Savior, but Buddha, Savior, but whatever. There is no Savior. I have declared, and I have saved, and I have shown. When there was no strange God among, when there was no strange God among you, therefore ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. Okay? No strange gods among you. All right? It's here. It's clear as a bell. They won't teach it in churches. They won't teach this truth, you know, anywhere. You just don't hear it. It's in the book, it's in the Bible, but they won't bring it out. Ask yourself why. Ask your pastors why. Charge the church. Ask them why. Yeshua, Jesus says, beware of those that stand in the street corners and the synagogues for their much speaking, to be heard of men. For verily I say unto you, they shall have their reward. Here it comes. It's on its way. Going on with 43 and 14. Thus saith the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. This is your Redeemer. This is him right here. You don't need to go no place else. As a matter of fact, it's an iniquity if you do. You heard it in my broadcast. Go back and read my last broadcast. Listen to my last broadcast. For your sake, I have sent to Babylon and have brought down all their nobles and the Chaldeans, whose cry is in the ships. Whose cry is where? In the ships. Why would he say ships? Were there ships back then? Yeah. Are there ships in slavery? Yeah. Interesting. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters. Okay. Okay, but anyhow, I wanted to bring that out today. And like I said, I'm short for time and stuff like that because I didn't set it up right. But that's okay. That's okay. It says I got a few seconds left. Love one another. Take care of one another. It's the right thing to do. Because God wants us to do. Why? Simply because God is love. But I want to try to squeeze in a few more minutes and see what happens. Because that takes care of the meat of the broadcast today. And let's see, we'll keep on speaking for a few minutes. Last night, the BET Awards was a very nice presentation. There's a young man, Jesse Williams, I believe that's his name, gave a very powerful speech. Watch this guy. He's a rising figure in the world, in the United States and in the world. His voice is very sound and sturdy. African-American people have been looking for a leader, such as a Dr. King or a Malcolm X or, you know, somewhere in that range or frame. And this young man just very well may fit the void. He was a very, I think it caught everybody off guard. It was a very resounding message. And you'll hear a lot more from him. And I hope that he can, you know, lift the mantle and carry it and bring forth good change, not only to the African-American people, but people of this United States to mend the divide and around the world. This is a part of the healing, folks. Accepting the truth and doing something about it is certainly a part of the healing. Now, he gave a very nice speech, and he spoke about the killings of blacks here in America, but again, he missed the point. For another vital point, the biggest point that he missed, and that's the condemnation of black-on-black crime and black-on-black killing. We have to get to that point where we chastise our own and correct our own for this mis and wrongdoing, okay? So we hope that that this word of influence goes to the ears of influence, and we can get this message over to this young man so he can start, you know, talking and criticizing about our own violence towards one another, because that is the huge and the major healing. All these other things that are taking place, God's got it. You know, God's, you know, he's fixing that. He exposes certain things and allow us to witness certain things. It's like he spoke of witnesses in Isaiah, you know, and bring forth what you have seen and stories that you have been told and things that you have witnessed. These are witnesses. This is witnesses. When we see these crimes and these killings and things of nature, on, you know, on broadcast, you know, in this great magnitude, you know, this is what this is talking about directly in relation to that word in Isaiah. Now, so let's get that right and, you know, move the focus over to where it is, in, you know, healing in the greatest number, and that's amongst one another, and the killing and the crimes against one another. In the UK vote the other day, they're in uncharted waters. They're in uncertainty. They're scared, folks. They don't know what they just voted for. House divided never stands. It's a lot harder to row this boat with no backing. You can best believe their currency and their economy is going to take a hard, hard hit for a long period of time, because now they have less to bat, you know, their economy on. This was a very unwise decision. Donald Trump has that same viewpoint, and it's destructive by nature. He sold all of these things that he can't deliver, just like the UK has sold all these things that they can't and will not deliver. Immigration, they're not going to deport all those people over there, nor here. You know, I got to figure out how to deal with that. Do I think that there should be tighter borders and tighter interest policies? Yes, I think so. It's not guns. You know, guns is not the issue. It's how we deal with those that, you know, that come here and that are here. There should be no or minimal or quick to remove from subsidization. If you come here, be prepared to hit the ground running. You know, take on taxation, take on being legalized, you know, immediately. And all of these different things that the people of this great nation have to do. It should be not any favor on those that have not been here. What does take back our country mean? What does that mean? What does that mean in its terminology? Does that mean take us back in time to when there was like a slavery type of posture here in America? or what does that really mean? I want the clarification on that. I need that to come out in the media. When Trump says that, what does take back our country truly mean? Let's get that clarified. We may be able to get behind that. We may be able to get behind that. But let's just find out what's the true interpretation, of that slogan or that phrase. Because it was talking about taking us back in time to when there was a superior race and an inferior race or races. That ain't gonna happen. That's not gonna happen. You can forget about that. I find it interesting that George Will denounced his Republican Party relationship. Very powerful Republican, very conservative man, very highly respected. Mitch McConnell will not endorse Trump. I find that interesting as well. My prediction in that particular regard, Trump won't make it to the general election because the numbers will be too far apart. There will be too much that has happened in his campaign. And he will simply bow out. Maybe I think that was his objective all along, was to come over and disrupt and destroy the Republican Party, because he is truly a diehard Democrat in his nature, in his bones. So I think that was a setup, and everybody pretty much fell for it. And now because he looked a little different at the Brexit, and when after that took place, he wasn't fired up. He was very solemn. So maybe the fix is in. Speaking of fixes, the NBA Cavaliers took the championship with LeBron James, 52 years since they've had a championship. It does wonders for the city of Cleveland. I find it interesting that the Republican Convention is coming up in the city of Cleveland. Don't want a bunch of down faces when that takes place. And it looked a little funny. I'm just going to tell you. The way that the Warriors performed and Cavaliers performed in the championship game, that looked a little suspicious to me. But that's always been a part of sports in America, organized sports in America, and there's something organized with that as well. I don't know what those signs were that LeBron's were shooting after the game, but he was definitely shooting some signs. You can go back and look at that footage at the end of the game and, try to figure it out yourself. My daughter figured it out. She called it right off the spot. We know what it is, but you do your homework and you be the decider on that particular scene and situation. But anyhow, that's my broadcast today. Love one another. Take care of one another. It's the right thing to do. It's what God wants us to do. Why? Simply because God is love. Until the next broadcast, take care for now and so long.